Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week, we are memorizing scriptures about the salvation of man. Today, we are going to memorize the most powerful verse in the Bible about the salvation of man, which is found in John 3:16. In fact, everybody out there, say this with me three times, John 3:16. Here we go, John 3:16. Again, John 3:16. One more time. John 3:16. John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Today we are going to break that down into several sections so that everyone can memorize this powerful verse about the salvation of man. Everybody repeat this with me five times. "For God so loved the world." Say that with me. "For God so loved the world." Again. "For God so loved the world." Again. "For God so loved the world." Again. "For God so loved the world." One more time. "For God so loved the world." Now say this with me five times. "That he gave his only begotten Son." Say that with me. "That he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "That he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "That he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "That he gave his only begotten Son." One more time. "That he gave his only begotten Son." Now let's try putting those two segments together and say this with me five times. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Here we go. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." One more time. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Here's the next piece. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." Say that with me five times. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." Again. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." Again. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." Again. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." One more time. "That whosoever believes in him should not perish." Now we're just going to go right into the last section of that and say this with me five times. "But have everlasting life." Four words. Say that with me. "But have everlasting life." Again. "But have everlasting life." Again. "But have everlasting life." Two more times. "But have everlasting life." One more time. "But have everlasting life." Now let's say this whole powerful verse together, John 3:16, five times. Here we go. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Two more times, John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. One more time, even if you memorized this as a child, let's say it together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.